We continue speaking about the 3 weeks, Yimei HaMetzorim. Last year we discussed the concept of the light amidst the darkness, a bright light when things look very dark. That's where the most light is. And the Rebbeinu Shalom sometimes has to perform surgery on Klal Yisrael, and it hurts the Rebbeinu Shalom, but it's ultimately for our good. Tonight we're going to discuss a little bit about the concept of being Tzipia LeYeshua, yearning for the Yeshua. We have, in the 3 weeks, coming to Rosh Chodesh, Tisha B'Av, we want the Beis HaMikdash. Do we want the Beis HaMikdash? What does the Beis HaMikdash mean to us? How are we supposed to get feelings of caring that there's no Beis HaMikdash? I mean, to start with the Nesiv HaShalom, a different shtickle than last time, beautiful shtickle. He says like this, Kosev HaRambam B'Hilchus Malachim. It says in the Rambam in Hilchus Malachim, Reish Perik Yud Aleph, HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamoid. There's going to be a Melech HaMashiach. V'chol mi she'enei ma'amin boy, and anyone that doesn't believe that there's going to be Mashiach, there's going to be Yeshua, and there's going to be a Gula, and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Or mi she'enei mechake l'viyasei. He doesn't yearn for the Mashiach's coming. Loi v'shan neviim bovadu kofer. He's not being only kofer in the other neviim, ela b'toira over Moshe Rabbeinu. He's being a kofer in the Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah's Moshe. Shereh Torah he'idu alav shenemar. The Torah is made, bears witness that there's going to be a Mashiach. Shenemar v'shav Hashem alakecha shavuscha v'yachamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha v'mi enidachacha b'tzei Hashemayim v'goymer v'yach Hashem atkan. And the Sefer Shalom has a question. V'yesh l'daktik v'dvarov. We have to be medaktik in the words of the Rambam. I can understand if someone does not believe that Mashiach is going to come, that there's going to be a Mashiach, so I understand that we can call him a kofer. Fine, he doesn't believe. Torah is made, Torah bears witness that Mashiach is coming, there's going to be a Mashiach. So if you don't believe in it, you're kofer in Torah and Torah's Moshe. Someone who doesn't yearn for it, he believes it. He says, I know there's a concept of Mashiach. I believe he's coming. I don't care when he comes. He comes, he doesn't come. When he comes, I know he's coming. So he understands that you're kofer if you don't believe. But why do you have to be mechaper? Why do you have to be the tzipia LeYeshua? I have to yearn for the Yeshua. Why? The mashma, asher mamon b'bias haMashiach. It's mashma from the Rambam that even if someone believes in Mashiach, Mashiach's coming. He doesn't yearn for his coming. He says, you know what? Things are not that bad. Not that bad. Life's not so bad. Yeah, it would be nice. Mashiach comes. Be nice. Yeah, they make this wonderful. Sounds nice. You know? Baruch Hashem. I live in Muncie, New York. I have a big house, a big car. I'm happy. Baruch Hashem. I have a healthy family. Listen, you know, listen, things are not so bad. Why is he called a kofer? This person is a kofer. The kofer b'tayra. Why? He's a kofer. Listen, he believes. He knows he's coming. He knows Mashiach is coming. Doesn't matter to him. Doesn't understand. Yesh leiman. Dehine imin bias haMashiach. The coming of Mashiach is the tikkun hagomer, the complete formation to be mesakin of the bria of the Malchus Shakai, the Rebbeinu Shalom. She'oz yikuyim hayyud shall call ki meleya haaretz deya es Hashem v'esruach hatumo evim in haaretz. The Niskav Hashem Levadei Be'emahu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be left alone on that day. The Niskav Hashem Levadei. That's going to be when Mashiach comes. We don't have, some say that's Yom Kippur, and the Mefarshim explained that in Yom Kippur, the Satan that says we bring our Azazah for the Satan, he goes away. The Satan has Shlita 364 days of the year. The Satan, he has the Cheshbon of the year, he has all the days except for one day. In Kippur, he has no Shlita. V'nisko Hashem Levade. But Parsha V'nisko Hashem Levade is talking about Bias Goyal. That is the purpose in Bria's Olam. You want to know why the world was created? For the time when Mashiach comes. That's the whole purpose of the Bria. The Metzias of that things are good over here in this world, the way we see it, it's all sheker. It's fluff. The oilam molei klois v'tzoris who rak pruzder lahagia darkish al tachlis hanitzis she tikin a oilam malchashakai. This world is an antechamber. It's a corridor to get to the world to the completion when Mashiach comes. That's what this world is. Nothing more. Moshe Kosser Rambam v'piyusha al teira parashis ha-tshuva parashis nitzavim v'hoyo ki sevo yavo yolecha kol ha-dvor me'el v'shafta ad Hashem alekecha v'shav Hashem alekecha shvoscha v'yachamecha v'shav v'kibetz v'nidichach v'tzei ha-shmai shakul ha-nemra al-achas ha-yam. It's talking about achas ha-yam. All these things are talking about achas ha-yam when Mashiach comes. V'al-pizeh mefarish ha-posik u'mol Hashem alekecha s'avavcha s'avavzarech l'havas Hashem alekecha d'koy nami ha-yimash ha-mashiach. When we're going to have a circumcision on our hearts are going to be complete to the Rebbeinu Shalom. When is that going to happen? After Sayyamim, when Mashiach comes. From the beginning of creation, it's in man's hand. Each person has the capability to choose, does he want to be a tzaddik or a rasha? The purpose of that is so that a person chooses good, he chooses to be a tzaddik, he's going to get schachrit. And if he chooses to be a rasha, he's going to get punished for it. In the times of Mashiach, there's not going to be any choices anymore. The nature is going to be to do good. A person's heart is not going to desire that which what he shouldn't want to. Anything that he shouldn't want to have a desire for, he will not have. Man is going to return to the state that he was before the Chet of Adam Rishon. But the Adam Harishon, his nature before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas was to do the Ratzon Hashem. That was his nature. That's what he wanted. That was his desire. And so on. With this understanding, we're going to explain now what is this concept that we have to yearn for Mashiach. We have to want the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt. It shouldn't just be, listen, some people have tzaris. Leilenu, someone has tzaris, things are not going so well, so maybe he wants Mashiach. But things are going okay at this point in time. As we discussed last time, people have ups and downs in life. There's ups, there's light, there's darkness, back and forth, sometimes more light, more darkness. Things are good, so I don't need Mashiach. He said, why do you need Mashiach? And why is it called a Kofer Bakter in Moshe? She'amune v'biyas HaMashiach, the belief that Mashiach is coming, v'hatzipiyo li'Yeshua, and the yearning for the Yeshua, himatzkonas mu'chreches me'amuna ha'shlema. This is what the actual amuna every person has to have. She'yehudi ha'mamin, ki b'sheish ha'yam osa Hashem is kol ha'briya, a Yid who believes that in the 6 days the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the whole world, ha'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzevam, the heavens, the earth, and all the legions, v'yesh lo'i. Why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam create the world? Why did he create the world? He created it for no reason? He didn't create it for no reason. It doesn't make sense that the Kaddish Baruch Hu created the world for it to be the way it is today. It's a world that's filled with ra, evil. Look, we see what's going on, the evilness. We see in the war in Eretz Yisrael now, I mean, the hatred for Klal Yisrael, no matter what Klal Yisrael does, no matter what Israel does, everyone looks at it, they twist everything and anything. This Hamas is going on, and the world, on a large level, is backing them. On a large level. It's amazing. You look at the articles, you read them, it's scary. It's scary for anyone not to see that how there's so much ra in the world. They all hate the Jews. And that's what we know is the Messiah back all the way from generations back. That's the Messiah. The Goyim hate the Jews. As I is. You shouldn't think that Esav is going to be our friend. Esav is not our friend. When we become his friends, what happened in Mitzrayim? Klal Yisrael wanted it says that they didn't stay in Goshen. My man in the Mefarshim explained that Klal Yisrael stayed in Goshen. They would have been separate from the Mitzrayim. They wouldn't have tried to become part of them. They wouldn't have been enslaved. It was only because they wanted to say, "Oh, we're part of you guys. We're also Jews, but we're Mitzrayim also. Don't worry. You know, they wanted to be say we're good buddies." The Ribbono Shel Olam then has to create a barrier, and that's when the slavery started. Mulay Azuma, Mulay Zuama, Vituma, Vinasin Tacha Shultin Hira. This tremendous tumma and filth in the world, and it's governed by evil. Hayeshiv Hecha calls the Eni Ela Shalev Shlav B'derech Al Tachlis. This is all a path of the Tachlis. What's the Tachlis? Kikein Isa Hamelach Malchay Shel Olam Sheseder Habriy Al Din Chashucha V'Hadonayir. The way of the world is at first it should be darkness. There's a tremendous darkness, and then there's going to be light. To take away all of the evil of this world. All of the ruach hatuma is going to be nullified. There's not going to be any ra. It's only going to be good. You want to know what the whole purpose of this world is? It's nothing more than a car to get to, an antechamber to get us to where we need to get to. Bias Hamashiach. Shaz Yizgala, the Chol Habriya, it's going to be revealed to the entire world. Kilashem Hamlucha Umaisha Bagoyim. He says, what's the difference between a Melucha and a Meshoah? Kilashem Lashem Hamlucha Moshe Bagoyim. V'hoya Hashem Limelech HaKalar. Hashem will be a Melech over the whole world. What does that mean? The famous, the Goyim explains, what's the difference between a Melech and a Moshe? They're both rulers. A melech is a king who rules with the agreement, the respect of his constituents. They want him to be the king. They understand he's the king. They're happy with him being the king. A Moshel is a dictator. He rules against them. They have no choice. They don't want him, but he's a ruler. That's the difference between a melech and a Moshel. The Goyim don't understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam is now. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Moshe. V'hoya Hashem l'melech. Hashem will be a king. When will he be a melech, a title of a melech? Only when the Goyim will see an Achas HaYomim, when they'll realize, it'll be clear to them that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the melech. The Klal Yisrael is already the melech. We accept him. We're happy to have the Ribbono Shel Olam as a melech. But to the Goyim, he's going to be a melech al kol ha'aretz. It's only going to be Rabbias HaMashiach. Nimtza im kein chizesh im nasa shleima. This emuna shleima ubihira and the clearness v'chadu b'hakaras hadas mahus tachos habia. If someone understands the purpose of this world, as they call hamatzias and echoicha shabia he kedavar aroi ha'oyim b'chol regel esayim lagid al tapliyisay. At any second, this whole world is here because this is to be disintegrated in a second. The purpose is to get to the goal. If your person just says, listen, I believe Mashiach is coming, but I don't really care right now. Things are okay. I don't care if he comes, when he comes. That's a misunderstanding in your whole Amunah. He's saying you're missing a part of the Amunah. If you understand, what does it mean to believe the Mashiach is coming? It doesn't mean that the Rambam says you have to believe Mashiach is coming. It doesn't just mean I have to believe in this concept. I have to believe the Mashiach is coming, and what is the point of Mashiach coming? The purpose of the world. So if I don't want the whole purpose of the world, then I'm failing in my Amunah and the Mashiach coming as well. So if you're not superior for the Yeshua, if you don't want the Yeshua to come, you're missing in your Munah, period. ויחלק גלת נפרד מהאמונה שמען בהשם יתברך שבראש העולם מניקי הנברם כוח מלכוסו. You're missing in a fundamental part of your emuna. You don't, because if you believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, he created the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested, what was the purpose of his creation? The purpose of his creation was for Mashiach. So if I don't want that to come about, I don't have a desire and a yearning that the purpose of Bria should come about, and I don't necessarily, then it's connected to my belief that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. People don't realize this. He's saying you're missing a fundamental part of Emunah. And you have to at all points yearn for his coming, Mashiach. Someone who's not mechaka to Mashiach's coming. Oisu, it's a sign. She'etzim ha'emunah peguma etzai. His emunah in Hashem is missing. It's not just, oh, he has perfect emunah, he's a complete emunah of Hashem, he's a complete emunah that Mashiach is coming, but he just doesn't really yearn for it. Then he's missing his fundamental emunah. He doesn't see this world as an antechamber to go into the next world. He sees this world as, this is the world. This is the main ballroom here. And that's what he sees it as. Shua Tachlis, the second El Malchashakai, based on Mashiach, raised a Begam Yisoydi Be'ikri Emunah. Someone who's not Mitzakbe, who doesn't yearn for Mashiach to come, who doesn't yearn for the base of to be rebuilt, he's missing a fundamental part of his Emunah. Period. We discussed last time, many in the first one explained, that these weeks, you may have a term, the 3 weeks correspond to the first 22, the 3 weeks is 22 days, corresponds to the first 22 days in Tishrei, starting for Rosh Hashanah, going through Yom Tov of Sukkot. I happen to see a pshat in the Darash Moshe on Sukkot, according to the Cheshbon, today's Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur we get a tshuva and we're going to go sit in the Sukkah. Let's discuss a little bit about the Sukkah. Hinei ha-paitan. And this is in the Darash Moshe Drushchot Beis Moshe Feinstein. They chazal the colors of rochel. In the Paitan Amar Shemitzvah Sukkah, we say one of the piyutim on Sukkot. It says that the mitzvah of Sukkot is connected kol hamitzvah shkula. It's comparable. It's connected all of the mitzvahs. Wow, the mitzvah of Sukkot, nice mitzvah. But why is it equivalent to all of the other mitzvahs? The Tzarech Lavan Atah. Moshe says you have to understand what's going on here. The Hine Yisoid Gadol Lekiyim HaMitzvahs. There's a tremendous Yisoid in our performing of mitzvahs. Kishiyado HaEmes, when a person knows the truth, Shal Kol Chai Olam Hazeh Hu Hevel Havolim. Everything of this world is Hevel Havolim. It's nothingness. Hevel Havolim. Nothingness or nothingness. It's hot here. V'ikir chayav, and the main part and purpose of a person's life, who kishiyelech v'derech ha-Torah, he has to go in the ways of the Torah. Sh'oz ein lo shum nishreinus l'kiyam mitzvah. If someone really follows the Torah and he learns the Torah, he won't have tests to continue because that's what he knows. Sh'afim tzorech lo'hitzi azay ha-Torah rabbis yotzi. Someone has to spend a lot of money to perform a mitzvah. He has to spend a lot of money to stay away from an aveira. V'yishma m'aveira after garim le'har be'hefzir u'bizoyin k'dayma. Someone's going to have to spend $10,000 so he shouldn't do an aveira. It's going to be, oh, $10,000, it's such a mysterious nefesh. If someone really believes in the Torah and follows the Torah, it's no big deal. If a person believes without the Torah, there's no life, then what's the big deal? Person knows he's going to die. Doesn't know when, but he's going to die. So what's the difference how much money he has to give away to do a mitzvah? What's the purpose? The purpose of your life is for the Torah. If you don't have a Torah, someone told someone to be Mechal Shabbos, and he believes in Shabbos, and if he gave away all his money to keep Shabbos, but that's his life. So he's gonna, we wouldn't give away all your money not to have life. If there be a doctor, his doctor would tell someone you're going to die within the coming year. He's not going to enjoy life. He's not going to really enjoy life because he's going to be thinking the whole time he's dying. He's not going to. He'll have the greatest delicacies of that a king could have. He's not going to enjoy it. And you should know what's greater to know than a doctor telling someone that they're going to die in a year. Because he can make a mistake. Like the sun comes up every morning. But everyone's going to die. We don't know when, but everyone's going to die. A person's finances is from Hashem. A person loses money is from Hashem. Who ain't moral is a mumah. Rakshim uchuyev lasses. Av mashu yoytzim is a revach. Ehevs the ain't biyode. A person has to go work. A person does things. It's not in your hands that you're going to make money or lose money. It's in Hashem's hands. You have to do a shtadlus. Shereya b'chush. We see, anyone look around, shall problem the damalash is Ashim is there. The person did something that's clear he thinks he's gonna make money. And he had a huge group of consultants all saying, oh, that's a great investment, you're gonna make tons of money. He lost tons of money in it. Well, problem the hepoch, and the time is the opposite. Everyone says, oh, that's a terrible investment. And you see, oh, you should have gotten involved. Guy made millions of dollars. Him came rock biyad Hashem, who it's all in the hands of Hashem. V'chein sholim haguf. V'chein gosim in yonin chayel mazev. Da oka sha'odam in him is burning as a klal. V'yem amisim mishtachim in alay. Person forgets that he's going to die. Person walks around and totally forgets. Ah, sheva pibmet davar harpmizet. His mouth could say, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, you never know when you're going to die. He can be constantly saying it, but he doesn't believe it. He can see it with his eyes the whole time. He's so sucked into the world of Hevel Havolim. He doesn't say it, but this world he believes is the world. Every mitzvah is a test, because he's getting away from his money. I earned this money. This is hard earned money. I made $50,000 this year. I can't give it away. It becomes so hard of a test that he starts to fail the test. It could bring a person to kfir. Like a guy, he believes in his own strength. He doesn't really enjoy this world. A person has tithes, he continues to fulfill his tithes, he's never happy. It doesn't matter how much money he has. He has $100 million, he wants $500 million. He has the money, he wants 200. If you believe and you know that this world is nothing more than an antechamber, then whatever you have in this world you'll appreciate too. They say that there was a wealthy fellow, he went to Chaim. He said, listen, I have a Yisachar Zvulun deal with someone. I support him completely. He learns the whole day. I support him. When I go into Shemayim after 120, and I'm going to be sitting there, they're going to ask me, do you know the Masha? Are you going to know every Masha that this Avir that I'm supporting knows? Chaim says, yes. He says, am I going to know every Rashba? Am I going to know every everything? Yep, you're going to know everything. Whatever he knows, every Rambam, everything. Whatever you want, he got it. He says, then why should I learn Torah? I am in Shemayim, I'm going to know everything. So Chaim answered, you're right. In terms of Shemayim, you're going to know everything that this person knows. But what's going to be with your Olam Hazeh? You're not appreciating Olam Hazeh. A person learns Torah. A person learns, knows how to follow Torah. He's going to appreciate Olam Hazeh. V'zehu in your mitzvah sukkah. That's the point of sukkah. A person, he gathers up his tzvul into his house. A person begins to forget. I don't need a chesed of a Baruch Shem. Famous, someone was looking for a parking spot. He's driving around in Manhattan or Brooklyn and he can't find the parking spot. He's driving. He says, Baruch Shem, please help me find this spot. And all of a sudden, the guy in front of him pulls out. He says, oh, forget it, Hashem. No, I got it. I just got a spot. I don't need your help. Thank you. Before you bring in this fool, we're thinking Hashem. All of a sudden, I'm bringing in this fool now. Hashem, I don't, you know, I got it. Thanks, Hashem. I don't need your help this time. I got this fool. I don't need your help. When I can't afford it, then I doubt it, Hashem. Once it comes, I got it. No thanks, Hashem. Shayesha Oitzimai Tvua. He has a storehouse full of Tvua. Shayuchal Chayes Ben Harbe Shon. He can live many years on it. Chayesha Oitzimai Tvua. Shayesha Oitzimai Tvua. At this point in time, when we gather up the Tvua, we sit in Sukkos. Why? Why are we sitting in Sukkos? We leave our Diras Keva, our homes, and we sit in temporary places. That is the point. You want to know what the mitzvah of Sukkos is? And why is Keneget call out mitzvah of Torah? That's because this is the Yisoid of Torah. The Yisoid of the Torah is, this is an entire Yisoid, that a person has to realize that this world is just an antechamber, it's a prizer. We have to yearn for Mashiach coming. That's the purpose. The purpose of this world. If you don't believe that, you're missing a fundamental part of Emunah. Parsha of Pekudei. The last parsha in Sefer Shmos, the Ramban writes that Shmos is the Sefer of Golos to Geula. We go into Golos and Shmos and the Geula. Pekudei talks about the Mishkan. The Sefer ends with talking about the Shechina, fulfilling the Mishkan. What is that about? The true redemption. That's our being close with the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Maisa, they say, from Reb Nachum of Chernobyl. He was once visiting a far-out village. And came time Chatzais HaLaila, middle of the night. He got up to say, Tikkun Chatzais. What's Tikkun Chatzais? Tikkun Chatzais is a tefillah for the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim. His host all of a sudden woke up. He heard crying. He heard the sobbing. He comes rushing out to see what happens. Everything okay? The Rebbe is okay? So Nachum explained, you want to know why I'm crying? I mean, the thing is not okay. I'm crying because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, and I'm crying that we should be zeich to see Mashiach coming. The host looked shocked. Nachum said, why do you look shocked? You don't want to go to Yerushalayim and have the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt? The guy says, let me ask my wife. I don't know. Do you want to go to Yerushalayim? I don't know. I have to ask my wife. He comes back a little while later. I ask my wife. My wife says, we can't go to Yerushalayim. Why not? We can't leave the roosters and the goats. They can't make the trip to Yerushalayim. We can't go. Effective Nachum. And what's going to happen if thieves come and they're going to steal all your property? Your lives are going to be in danger. I mean, you're not going to have your animals. You might die. Aren't you scared of that? You're going to use your life. You come to make some English. He said, let me think about that one. I got to go ask my wife. He goes and asks his wife. He comes back. He says, my wife has a verdict. My wife said to ask you that you should daven, then Mashiach should come and take the thieves with him to Yerushalayim. Do we want Mashiach to come? Do we want to go to Yerushalayim? The Ramchal writes that the purpose of the world's creation was Hashem's desire to give Torah. Why did Hashem create the world? Why does He give us all the opportunities? Hashem wants to do good. He wants to give us opportunities to be good, so we can get good. That's what Hashem wants. Shlomo Kluge has a Neue Gevurt. Same thing is brought in Chaim Volozhin. It says, "Is mitzvah geiris mitzvah very geiris aver." A mitzvah follows a mitzvah and gereris, and aver follows an aver. What does that mean, he says? He says, you want to know what that means? That means if someone chas v'shalom does an aver, what happens if you do an aver? Hashem has to give you a patch. You get punished. You want to know what your second aver is? Aver, gereris, aver. One aver causes another aver. What causes another aver? Because you made Hashem punish you, you get an aver for that. Hashem doesn't want to punish His children. He loves Klal Yisrael. So you did your Aveira, and now Hashem has to punish you because you made Him punish you, you get a second Aveira. And the same thing the other way. A Yid does a mitzvah. Oh, the Rebbeinu Shalom can give him an award. The Rebbeinu Shalom is happy to give him a reward. Because you gave the Rebbeinu Shalom the opportunity to give you a reward, you get another reward. That's the purpose of this world. These are things that we have to work on, of what we want to accomplish. It says in the Yaris Vash, in the first Joshua, we have to cry tears over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, that it should be rebuilt, and the David HaMelech, the Malchus of David being returned. And anyone that has an neshama of Yisrael, a yizhar has to be broken within him, remembering the Chorban Yerushalayim. These are things you have to be thinking about. It says in the Siddur from Reb Hertz, on the bracha in the Shemini Esrei, we say three times a day, "V'li Yerushalayim Ircha," and to Yerushalayim Ircha, your city. Why does it have a vav? If you know, you go through the other brachas. Some of them have it. V'lam Hashinim, they discuss, but most of the brachas do not have a vav. Baruch Aleinu, Refeinu, Slach, Reina. They don't have a vav. Why does "V'li Yerushalayim" have a vav? He says, "Is Lirmoiz al Yerushalayim Shomayel al Yerushalayim Shomata?" Is a remez to the Yerushalayim above and the Yerushalayim below. There's Yerushalayim and Shemayim. Chazal tell us, where is the porthole? Where is the connection between this world and upstairs? Is through the Beis Hamikdash. Cain, every time we daven towards the Beis Hamikdash, because that's where it goes straight up to Shemayim. It's the Beis Hamikdash and Shemayim. We want it to come down. We want to have whatever's up down here or up to there. They're connected to each other. That's the point. We have to focus on. We have to even tzipia, like the Nesi Shalom explains to us. You shouldn't just think is that, I'm Amin Bashem, I do mitzvahs, I learn Torah. But you know what? I'm happy here. You know what? You got to sit down and think about this. It's something that's very hard for us. We're so far removed from the Beis HaMikdash. But, and some of the people, we try to make ourselves cry. Sometimes some of us don't even try that. But we try to have a feeling. What are we missing? We have to realize that that's the purpose of the world. We're missing a fundamental part of Emunah if we don't want Mashiach to come. It's not just, oh yeah, it'd be nice, you know. I hear all the beautiful things. I went to school. I heard about it. Mashiach, wonderful. The songs about it, wonderful. But do I really care? Do I really want Mashiach to come? Do I really want the Beis HaMikdash? We're so far removed. How can we bring tears to our eyes to think about it? We have to realize that is the purpose of this world. And if we forget that, we get stuck in the Hevel Havolim. You should be zeicher to taka mourn properly the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and we should taka be tzipia Yeshua. We should yearn to have the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. It's so many years; we're so far removed. It says in the, I think it's a Brisker Rav or Chaim, it says, we say, "Ani ma'amin b'emunah shuleima b'bi'as HaMashiach." I believe with a complete belief in the B'as HaMashiach. And then all of a sudden we continue. "V'af al-pi she'yis ma'meya im kozeach ha'koloi." And even though I'm waiting for so long, even with all that, "Akakola," you're in for it. What is he? "Ani ma'amin b'emunah b'bi'as HaMashiach." What's "V'af al-pi"? Like, and if you can have a question, that's taking a long time. "Achakaloi," says, "I'm yearning." The point is that because it's so long, but it's, we still feel it. "Achakaloi." It means if we believe it, that it's true, we know that something that's alive, we can't forget. Yaakov Avinu, when he thought Yosef was dead, but Yosef was really not dead, he couldn't have Nevuah. He was sad. When the person is not dead and it's no longer here, it's completely removed. The Arizach is telling us we have to feel the Churban. "Afa pisha yisma meya," even though it's taking such a long time. But you should know, achakala, we have to yearn for the Beis HaMikdash. B'zeicha, this is the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And here be a man, amen.